Yes, sir, I'll be quick as you told me, said John. But why do you recommend that I find a poacher for employment as a game warden? Well, they're always the best, said Dr. Bosco, now wiping the perspiration from his brow with the handkerchief once held within his lapel pocket. He now settled back into the plush chair behind his desk loaded down with his latest graduate tests in herpetology that were still ungraded. You could wind up with a real scoundrel on your hands, said John, not looking forward to turning his back to the meanest poacher in the 130 miles long and 20 miles wide Atchafalaya River Basin. Not likely in this situation, John. Do you remember what happened to the Apostle Paul carrying the paperwork to arrest and harass the Christians when he arrived at the city limits of Damascus? It's been a while since I read that story in the Bible, but I think that he had a vision about spiritually behaving better. You're so correct. Jesus wasn't about to permit Paul to undercut an eternal salvation plan. After I bring the poacher into my office here, I'll tell him that same story and expect similar results. After I've correctly counseled the gentleman, then I'll offer him a good salary that he can't refuse. And he can help us redeem the Atchafalaya River Basin from no-gooders. Of course, I'll not leave him 3 days blinded as Paul was, because I want him to go to work immediately. John chuckled at how Dr. Bosco could use that unique historical event and apply it to this modern-day problem in South Louisiana. He pondered, though, the practical application of it. But why not hire a biologically ethical person up front instead of reaching out to find the worst poacher? Inquired John, in trying to understand his department chairman's logic of employment. Don't be stupid, John. That poacher will already know all the tricks of the poaching trade. After I get through counseling him, you can bet that he will do an outstanding job in protecting the Atchafalaya River Basin from other poachers. "'Is how can you counsel a ruffian like that?' asked John. "'Have you ever heard about breaking a mule?' And John watched as Dr. Bosco grabbed a yellow 2H Dixon pencil from his desktop and snapped it in two with the fingers of his left hand. "'First, you teach the mule who's the boss.' John thought that Dr. Bosco was going to say that the use of brute force was the correct way to break a mule for saddling or work. Instead, John surprisingly heard the opposite. You need to establish to the mule that you're the boss, but you do that gradually, in gaining the mule's trust until you can finally halter, ride, or work the mule, said Dr. Bosco. And John watched as he scrapped up the two pieces of the broken pencil and tossed the two halves onto the stack of ungraded herpetology papers. What is your biggest fear about the vulnerability of the Atchafalaya region? Asked John. My greatest fear is that some prankster will place constrictor snakes from the tropical region into the Atchafalaya River or some of the tributaries leading into it. That would be a much bigger problem than the invasive water hyacinths brought from the Amazon basin in Brazil and some of the other countries of South America.
Constrictor snakes could be transported from the Florida Everglades to our wetlands, said John, and he shuffled a little in his chair. I don't want to duck hunt among pythons and anacondas.
And that's what's going to happen if we don't help the Game and Fish Division prevent it. And that's why I want you to get that poacher in here quick as possible. After I give him my little one-on-one counseling session, I want him and a helicopter pilot from Game and Fish to fly the length and width of the Atchafalaya River Basin at least 3 times per week and observe any unusual activity. The other 2 days of the work week, they should act as local fishermen in pirogues and meander throughout the bayous looking for any nefarious attempts of ill-meaning criminals in harming the Atchafalaya River Basin. That applies to all sport fishermen who may be dragging noxious weeds from one fishing tournament to the next. We don't need for them to stop here dripping exotic vegetation from their outboard prop, said Dr. Bosco. And worst of all, anyone motoring up a bayou and releasing constrictor snakes will have to deal with me.
John then startled when Dr. Bosco used a downward stroke of his open palm and rattled the LSU figurine on his desk.
How long do I have to find this hypothetical worst poacher from South Louisiana? Asked John, hoping that Dr. Bosco didn't force him into some kind of impossible search situation.
It'd be nice if the guy would walk through the door there right now, said the zoology department chairman.
And John watched him point to the open door to his office.